called to the sheep?
Yes.
Or what did you say?
Sheep.
How did you get the mules to come to you?
Well, I had a mule, his name Red. And I could just go whatever he's in the past, anywhere he is, if he's out. And I could get close enough for him to hear me. I said, Red, come here. You know, see him throw his head up, here he come.
You know his name?
He know his name, oh, sure did.
And if you took a calf away from you, the cow, what would the old cow do and what would the calf do? What kind of noise would they?
I said it low, they'd be lowing around there. Going on, trying to get to the calf. Mm. If you know, we had a muzzle used to put on those calves, you know. Let them stay in the path with the cow and they couldn't suck.
I see. So they wouldn't have to be taken away.
Wouldn't have to be taken
right
away.
There. I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. And if you did take the calf away, what kind of a noise would that be?
The cow.
The calf. If you took the calf away, the cow would low, and the calf would what?
He'd blow man.
And horses, what kind of noise would they make when they come into the barn? Going to feed them? What kind of noise was that to them?
Oh, the horses?
Yes. I see. Was that, did you call that a knicker? Or?
Yes, I called it a knicker.
That's a knicker.
Yes.
It wasn't noisy, it was just kind of...
Noisy, low.
The male horse, what'd you call him?
Call him stud.
And the female was
male. I call her.
Let me ask you: did women? Could you say those words, stud and bull and boar, around women? Would that make any difference or not?
Well, some of them did.
You did. They
yes.
Did. I see.
That's right.
Would you explain that? They just felt it was not. Nice, is
that? That's right. These all wasn't nice. And then someone called them a standing horse, you know.
Oh. Instead of stud.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
I see. What would they call a bull?
A bull.
Yes. Would they?
Male.
It's a male.
Yes.
And same with a boar?
Yes, I.
Oh, I see. That's interesting, isn't it? I don't think today people have any feelings about that at all.
No, sir, that's true again, that's right. But they didn't know you couldn't say it much then, you know.
I see. And did you ride a horse as a boy?
Oh, yes, sir, many times.
Ride him bareback?
Or? Yeah, that's right, many times. Sometimes you didn't have a saddle, you know.
I see.
And you'd be glad to get on him that way.
I see. How old were you when you got a saddle?
Well, when I got a saddle, about 20.
I see.
21, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you have, can you tell me anything about it? Do you remember anything about the saddle?
Oh, yes, sir. Many times. A buggy, too. Mm-hmm. You know, used to hit the bug up, you know, to go to Category to church, you know. Dad had a buggy, you know, and I got that buggy, I thought I was gone. Couldn't get it too much, you know. But when I did got it, it was nice in them time, those time, you know. Mm-hmm. Used to go to church, you know. Bring them back home. You couldn't keep them out in the morning. You had to bring them back for the night, you know, though. Sure did.
Would you tell me about the buggy? What did you, it was a one horse?
One horse.
What'd you call those things that you hitched up to the horse?
Shares.
The shares.
Yes.
And coming on back, the